Hi, and welcome to Middle Me, the podcast about Filipino female sex and pleasure after 40. I'm your host, Anna P. Santos. First of all, thanks to everyone who listened in on season one. We've got so much more in store for you with season two. More stories of sex, but also more stories about pleasure. And I mean yours. Your pleasure. The little and big things that make you feel good about yourself. And what better way to kick off season two than with this interview with sex therapist Dr. Rica Cruz. Rica walks us through the four different sexual stages of a woman, plus she lets us in on what the Lolas have to say about sex and pleasure after 5 a.m. mass. You'll be surprised at what the grandmas have to say when given a little bottle of wine. In any case, talking about pleasure is always a good way to start any day. Have a listen. Hi, Rica. Welcome to Middle Me.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, you're my go-to whenever I want to talk about sex or whenever I have questions about sex that I can't ask my other girlfriends or friends, or God knows I can't ever ask my mother about it.
Why not? You should try.
I have this favorite memory of my mom. Okay. You remember the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton era?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she says, she's reading the paper. She's like, I don't understand this. Ano ba itong oral sex na nababasa ko palagi? Ano ba yun? And then, so my sister and I look at each other and we're like, who's going to explain? And then my sister's like, okay, I'll take this. I'll take one for the team. And she explains in very elementary but factual, simple sentences. It's when the penis is put into a mouse. And she's like, oh! You know, her eyes were as big as sinigang bowls, right? Oh my God. No. Oh, and she puts her hand on her heart.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the president would never do something like that. That was sabi ko, no, mommy. Someone was doing it to the president.
Oh my gosh, what does that mean? She has never done it.
Never. I know, right? That was my question. This was a long time ago, right? Remember, this was a long time ago. This was the an era. And, you know, that has undergone, that whole discussion has undergone a whole metamorphosis already, right? But for the sake of just discussing this particular moment in my mother's life, I was like, oh my God, does that mean mom has never tried? And then I was like, oh my God, ew, erase it from my, even my, the thought.
What do you think? Okay. Let's think about it for like 3 seconds.
I don't think so. Because, and I'm sure you still get these questions, women still ask, oh my God, what am I going to do? My boyfriend or my husband wants me to give him a blowjob. Nice girls don't do that.
They don't know how to give a blowjob, but they know that you can put the penis in the mouth.
Meron pa rin ako mga na-encounter na afraid sila na, what's he going to think of me after that? Parang sabi ng whatever, nanay ko, lola ko.
Mga tao, hindi pwede yun.
Sabihin nila, mga certain kind of women only do that. Hindi ba?
Yes.
Mga ganun ka pa rin na i-encounter.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's yung classic Madonna horror, di ba? Certain kind of women. And then they put it in that category. Yes. Well, masaya akong pokpok.
Sabi ko nga, not nice girls though, don't do that. Sabi ko, honey, very nice girls do that.
Yes. Right? It's a different world down there. And you know what? Since we're on that topic, my last research is on oral sex of Filipino men and women. And what's so surprising. Yeah. Okay, what do you want to ask me about?
Go ahead. Tell us first about that study, the background.
Yeah, because what I do, right, is I do research on Filipino sexual behaviors and their sexual satisfaction. So my last research is on oral sex in Filipino men and women. And I wanted to find out if oral sex really gives them satisfaction. Is it either giving oral sex or receiving oral sex?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And well, the people that I, the participants here that I studied here are all heterosexuals. So I'm going to use that language. And what I found out is that both men and women, heterosexual men and women, only have significant sexual satisfaction, statistically significant sexual satisfaction, when they are giving or receiving, you guess.
I think when they are... giving.
When they are giving. Both of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Both of them.
But both of them.
I've encountered so many men who don't want to go down on women. Wait, I have a question. Are these people in committed relationships? Because I have noticed that men don't have a problem going down on a wife or a girlfriend, but they have issues with going down on a casual hookup.
Hey, that's true. That's also an observation. But these people are in heterosexual relationships.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
So that's already a given. So they like going down on each other, and that's what gives them sexual satisfaction. So for men, there are different explanations, right? Mm-hmm. They like seeing the woman like squirm, be pleasured, mm-hmm. and when they're down there, they feel that, you know, they're masculine enough that, hey, I can do this. And a lot of women find satisfaction in oral sex. But what's so surprising for me is that women also enjoy giving oral sex to the extent that that's the one that's statistically significant compared to receiving oral sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, apart from like the inherent, like, you know, you feel powerful, you know, being able to pleasure someone, and also all of the other intimate connections and feelings that that comes with you give pleasure to someone you actually like or are in love with. What did the women say about, you know, giving a blowjob? Why they like it so much?
It's about control, really. It's about control and the power that you can bite off the penis whenever you want to.
So it's the power the power and the control to give both pleasure and pain.
And pain. Yeah.
Particular to the Filipino psyche and, you know, mindset about sexuality. What did you find interesting about that? Those your findings.
You know, that's what I was surprised when I saw that, because I thought it was about being submissive.
Oh.
Right? Because that's the storyline of Filipinos. Filipino as a woman, women, Filipino women, you have to be submissive when it comes to sex. You have to pleasure your husband. You have to pleasure your partner. But they're enjoying giving oral sex, not because they're pleasuring their partners, but it's more about the control and power that they have at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondary is the giving of pleasure. So it's about their pleasure too.
I love it. Okay.
But you won't think, right? You won't think of Filipino women.
Not stereotypically, right? But
yes.
But always, I mean, the bedroom is always a place where you can make your own character and you know, your own script, right? But my question is, was it the same? Did I understand right? The hierarchy for men was pleasure, giving pleasure, and then giving also pleasure. Like feeling masculine about it. But for women, the hierarchy is first control.
Yes. And then giving pleasure.
Wow. Right? I mean, it's about her.
It should be.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And that's what we want to, that's the message that we want to tell everyone, that it's about us. Stop stereotyping us as like these submissive, passive women.
Mm-hmm,
that's what they do, right? Because it's not about that.
She takes control in the bedroom. And I love the metaphor. And anytime you piss me off, you upset me.
Okay.
I can switch from licking and sucking the penis to biting it off.
Yes. And that's going to hurt.
Gives hold.
Because for us, man, if they bite, that's not, I mean, it's going to hurt, but we can handle it. But for them, it's going to hurt really.
I love it. It gives a whole new meaning to I've got you by the balls.
Oh, yeah. What made us talk about oral sex?
Talk about oral sex. Monica, because we're talking about sex. And I remember my girlfriends in high school, they used to think, like, but that's just what oral sex is about when you talk about it. Kaya oral. I love your face. My question, follow-up question about that, which is what I'm going to bring it back to what we were talking about. I've had this own personal observation, and a lot of other women have also told me about it. The men don't like going down on women who are not girlfriends or wives. I'll tell you a story. I have one friend who is British Malaysian, and when we met up in London about a year and a half ago, one of the first things she told me was, oh my God, Anna, don't you notice that the men down here, they just love to go down on you. It's wonderful. It's so liberating from the men in Southeast Asia. Oh, kaya ang tanong ko nga, is that something that you've also come across in your research or in your clinical practice? The men want to reserve, let's say it for what it is, let's call it for what it is, eating pussy for their wife, their girlfriend, because they think it's too intimate for a casual hookup.
You know, I'm thinking it's more of not just intimate, but, well, I guess that's a root, though. They can be dirty.
What do you mean?
They have that notion. They have that notion that pussy is dirty, right? Mm-hmm. It's dirty. It's mabaho, right? So they wouldn't do that if it's just a casual hookup.
Is that for hygiene purposes of modern or metaphorically?
Both. I wouldn't do that sacrifice. I wouldn't go like that extra mile if you're just a hookup. So it, I guess it's an intimacy issue too.
But what does that say about pleasure when your research also tells you that primarily for men, the joy of going down on a woman is to give her pleasure? So it's not that important to give pleasure to someone you're not in a
casual sex.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, my mouth is like wide open now. What?
Yes, because the first, okay, the primal motivation when you're having casual sex is that pleasure that you get for yourself. Okay, this is just sex, a one night stand. You don't have to really prove yourself and say that, hey, I can eat you out. Hey, I can give you a nice time because I'm not looking at having sex another time. If it's just a one night stand, then whatever it is that's going to happen is going to happen. Just like, so be it. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it makes sense when you tell me that. But also, like, I've talked about when, after my girlfriend just shared with me what I told you about her finding about European men. So I thought it was just my observation. And I was like, oh my God, you too? She's like, oh my God, yes. It's just wonderful down here. I don't have to even ask for it. They just go down there. And then when I asked the men about it, they were like, yeah, it's normal. They think it's absolutely normal to just go down on a woman. There's no distinction between a casual hookup and a relationship. But for a casual hookup, their primary motivation was, I want her to want me again.
That's a difference, maybe, of what's going on here.
Interesting, because, right?
Yeah. Because for a lot of people here, their primary motivation is their pleasure. And then the secondary is if we're going to have sex again or not. You get into a hookup I just need to have sex. I want to get in your pants. That's it. Mm-hmm. Unless you like that person, then intimacy comes in. Because we have to go back to the gender roles, right? The stereotypes. Mm-hmm. So for men, it's about getting what I want first when it comes to sex. Mm-hmm. But when I'm intimate with you, it's about serving you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's where the switch happens. But it's not like that in Europe.
It makes sense, right? It kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm like, I have to tell you, as a woman on the receiving end, pun intended, it's like, and my other girlfriends as well, there's so much of a difference in like feeling as an equal in the bedroom.
Oh yes, definitely. And I don't know, is that something that we want to change in this whole narrative, like in the culture? I don't think so. It's a culture.
I don't know. I would argue that I want to be equal in all places, especially the bedroom.
Of course, me too. But it's difficult to argue that with men here. I wouldn't even waste my energy.
Uy, huwag naman kayo ganyan, mga boys. Kung may nakikinig man, huwag naman kayo ganyan. Hindi
kasi
ba?
They already have that. They already have that notion. To be able to change that mindset, you really have to go to sex education. You really have to tell them the basics of everything so that they would understand that they don't need to prove themselves at the very start. But that's what they're doing. They feel that when it comes to sex, they're in power. I will do this to you. And I have to prove myself to you by being good in bed. And good in bed for them is about trusting and lasting long.
What? Totoo naman din yun.
But it's not about giving the woman pleasure. Parang ang pleasure for them is if I can last long, mm-hmm. I've given her pleasure. The longer the trust, the more pleasurable it is for a woman, which is stupid, right? It really depends on what kind of trust it is, what are you doing with it.
Yeah.
And for a lot of women, they get their satisfaction in what? In 5 minutes, in 6 minutes, and they're good. But men think that if I can last, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, it will make the woman feel better. Mm-hmm. But that's not really the case.
So is that the let's call it the gap in the sexual scripts between Filipino men and women?
One of the gaps.
One of too many. No.
There's so many. But there's so many. Why do you think you, I mean, for me, what makes you, okay, fine. I'm jumping into conclusions here. If you're going to have a casual hookup, are we going to call racist for this? Do you want it to be with a Filipino man or a European man?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's speak honestly. I have given up on... No, let me rephrase that. No.
Ang hirap, di ba?
Ang hirap. Pero yung totoo, sis. Oh my God. Between us girls. Yeah. I'm telling you, what I can't get over, especially after, you know, living in Europe for a while, is that I really feel like my pleasure is equal to yours. So
yes, it should be.
But what I feel is the extra in the Western dating scene is it doesn't matter. I still want to pleasure you. I still want you to feel good in bed. I still want you to have an orgasm. And yeah. some of them, it's like, this is across like my other girlfriends too. It, for them, their orgasm isn't even important. If they
yes.
Doesn't matter.
I can attest to that because that's my experience too.
And didn't that blow your mind? Like, for me, it was always like, wait, shouldn't you come? We're done when you, you know, like, you're done when I'm done. And you know what I mean? We both have a contact when you're done.
That's it, right? But sometimes they don't. They just say no. They just say, okay, I just want you okay first. And then it's okay. That's a difference, really.
And what do you
think?
What do you attribute that to? I don't want to say that Western men are better. I mean, you know,
they're not better. They're just more, let's say, open-minded. They're more, oh, you're the journalist. You have the term for it. And they're more, I think when you said that they see you as an equal, that's it. But for like people in our culture, we think that men are like above us when it comes to sex, but they're the more sexually intense. Aggressive. They should be they should know more about sex. They should be the ones teaching you about sex. That's why it doesn't matter, quote unquote, when men have, quote unquote, again, that narrative when they have premarital sex, because they're expected to have premarital sex so that they can teach the wife how to have sex. But the wife's role is to gift their bodies and their chastity to the men. So that's it. Actually, it's a very simple narrative which causes a lot of shit between men and women.
Absolutely. But is this just in, these are intimate relationships? Have you done like a comparative of what it's like when it's a casual relationship versus a committed one?
Okay, I don't have a study on that, but I do have data on that.
Oh,
I have, yeah, but I haven't analyzed it yet. But for single, it depends, you know what I see, like overview of it. It really depends on the generation.
Tamang-tama. So may midlife, what you were talking about ba, pang mga midlife perceptions. Okay, so tamang-tama talaga itong mga findings mo, pang midlife. Pero Rica, what does that say now about, you know, women's sexual satisfaction going into midlife and beyond? You said that the gap in oral sex was one of the parang lost in translation in the sexual scripts of men and women. Ano pa yung iba?
You know what? I don't want to talk about the gap. I want to talk about what women really go through, especially at this age. Because that's what, I had another study on Filipino women's sexual pleasure. And it's so surprising how women actually go through the different types of pleasure as they grow older, as they go through life.
Oh, fantastic.
And yeah. And what's interesting that I found out in my study is that, okay, we have this whole theory of sexual pleasure, but then I just chunked it so it's more palatable for a lot of people, that we go through different sexual stages. Okay. So the sexual stages are, you have the careful stage. Mm-hmm. So this is when you just start, you're still nervous, scared, uh-huh. You know, uncertain at the start of your sexual journey. Then you have the curious stage. And this is the time when you're more excited.
Okay.
And you're not as scared anymore. You're just more excited to learn about what feels good about your body.
Okay.
And then there's the conflicted stage. This is what's so interesting for me, because when I was doing my study on sexual pressure, women who are in that middle age, pwede ko bang isali yung women who just gave birth, got married, yeah. These women, they go through the conflicted stage. Us.
Okay.
Oh, I went through that. At ano yung conflicted stage? That's the time when you think that, hey, what is sex for? is there something wrong with me? I don't like sex anymore. Or, yeah, like, oh, pagod na ako. Why do I still need to have sex? So that's the time when you start, like, deprioritizing your sexual pleasure.
Okay.
Because when you were curious, you'd masturbate, you know, you're like a
teenager. Experimental stage yung curious.
Oo. Tapos, tapos pag conflicted, parang, bakit hindi ko na siya gusto? May mali ba sa akin? Wala na akong libido? Baka asexual na ako? May mga ganun eh. Is there something wrong with me? Those are the narratives.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ito yung sobrang nagulat ako. Kasi I had to ask them, okay, so what did you do when you were there? Did you just like let yourself be there at that stage or that moment of your life? Kasi meron pa silang mga iniisip na paano na yung asawa ko, baka mang babae, pero napipilitan ako makipag-sex sa kanila. So may ganon, hindi ko naman na-enjoy. So nung tinanong ko sila noon, everyone had this process of getting themselves out of that stage. So they had to, parang there was a trigger. Merong trigger event.
Yeah.
And the trigger could be nakita nila yung asawa nila may ka-text na iba. Can be that.
Okay.
The trigger could be may nanlalandi sa kanilang iba. So because may nanlalandi sa kanilang iba, they felt that, may asin pa pala ako as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So meron ganun.
The stage was also parang triggered by some kind of life event. If you're saying it was after giving birth, after reaching a certain age in life.
Uh-huh. Or kanyari, you got that promotion, and when you got that promotion, you had so much responsibilities. Mm. You're not even thinking about sex anymore. Mm. So it's about what's going on
right
in your life
okay
at that moment that would make you deprioritize sex.
All right.
So the triggers, yung pinag-uusapan natin na event would be, yun nga, if they have a partner, makita nila na okay, bigla sila magsiselos, or someone comes to them and then makes them realize that, kaya pa pala.
Right.
So that kind of event, that kind of trigger makes them feel that, okay, I need to go back to myself. I need to get myself back.
Mm-hmm.
They need to reclaim who they are as a woman. Kasi diba may mga narratives din tayo na, ay, ano ba yung nalosyang na ako?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yun yung mga ganong narratives. And so kailangan nilang ibahin yun. And they did that by going back to their bodies. Mm-hmm. And when they, kasi yun lang naman ang alam natin eh. And let's all be real here. We know we're smart, we know we're young. But our bodies are, they're ours.
Yeah.
And they're very like basic. Mm-hmm. We should know our bodies like, our bodies.
Right.
So when they went back to their bodies, that's why a lot of women, like, you know, it can be as simple as going to the salon or getting a mani pedi. Yung papabangs ka, diba?
Yes. Kanina
you said that. Ang hirap magpa haircut dito because we need that. It's our bodies. That made them feel very good about themselves, which made them go to the fourth stage. And the fourth stage is the craving stage.
Craving.
Yeah, and the craving stage is when you realize that, hey, this is what sex is about nga pala. And now I have more power as a woman. I have more, you know, I have more agency as a woman to get what I want. And I'm now also more confident about my body. I don't need to be insecure about being losyang anymore because I know who I am as a woman. And then you push that. You push that, and that's the time that you get, parang you get all the pleasure that you want. Yun yung parang optimal sexual pleasure for women.
Yung
when they're
stage.
At that stage. Oh. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be there for the rest of your life. No. What it means is that at that stage, your sexual pleasure is at the optimal level.
Okay.
But you can be like from a craving stage, baka may makilala kang iba, di ba? Then you go back to being the careful stage, no? Papakit ka muna, ante. Then you start to like explore again very carefully.
Okay.
So it's not linear. And you can go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it's about understanding where you are at that certain stage. And yung sobrang, ang daldal ko, alam ba't, I'm so sorry. Yung sobrang tuwang-tuwa ako about that research is, yun nga, parang, there's a way out of that losyang ako storyline. Or parang, ang pangit ka na, or is there something wrong with me storyline? Because women can reclaim themselves and, you know, feel sexual pleasure the way that they want to.
And I think, you know, what you're saying also is like, as women, or, you know, let you, for people who identify as women, there's so many scripts attached to what it's like to be a woman. So, mm-hmm. and there's like, parang there's always guard posts to when or who is allowed to have sex. For example, when you're a mother, that struck me the most. And I read your research for my dissertation, right? I read your research and it was like, oh, but I'm a mom. So apart from, yes, all these things that take up your mind space and your time, it's nearly like my body isn't supposed to be used for sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
It's for maternal needs.
It's to be functional.
Yes, it's very functional. And then it's always like, or I gained weight. Ay, losyang na ako. So that determines the kind of clothes you can wear. Now we have more choices at least. But then it was like, ay, losyang na ako. Or in the case of our middle me listeners, ay, tanda mo na. Hindi na kailangan yan.
Meron mga ganun din. Alam mo, yung mga nagsasabi, hindi na kailangan yan. Pero, yun din yung nakakatuwa. Kasi, meron akong mga nakausap na mas masaya yung sex life nila nung tumanda sila.
Ano yung, anong age range ng tumanda? What are we talking about?
Girl, yung mga nakausap ko, yung mga lola sa simbahan.
Ano sabi ng mga lola sa simbahan?
Yes, yung mga lola sa simbahan. I just had to give them a bottle of wine. Uh-huh. And I sat them down and I talked to them about sex with their husbands. You know, so this is like one of the advantages of having your dad be the president of the parish council. But yeah, they said that same as what I was telling you a while ago, they had that conflicted stage. But what made them really feel that, hey, you know what, this is mine, was during menopause. Kasi hindi na sila takot mabuntis. I remember that generation, they don't have contraception. So they don't have contraception. Parang withdrawal sila or calendar method. So natatakot pa rin sila mabuntis. But when they went through menopause, they said that, oh, mas masaya because wala na silang iniisip.
Correct. I get it.
The only problem would be the you know, vaginal dryness, endeavor, which they saw for themselves. Hindi, alam mo, during that time, oil yung ginagamit nila, which, for the middle me listeners, please do not use oil. We have lubricants and crude, but yeah.
Qualify natin yung oil. Ano oil? Johnson's baby oil?
Ayan, yung mga ganon. Coconut oil, Johnson's baby oil, vegetable oil. Petroleum jelly. Meron din sa kanila yon. Ano sa kanila yon? Patok.
Oh my God.
Hindi ba kumain? Hindi ba Vicks? Sabi niya, ay, mainit.
So this is what Lolas talk about when you convince them to trade the rosary for a bottle of wine.
Yes. Yes. And that was after the 6 a.m. mass. So I told them that, hey, you already had your, you know, moment with God. Let's have another moment with God.
And let's talk about our goddesses. I love it.
Yeah. It is so funny.
Something also to look forward to, because, you know, what inspired me to start this podcast was there's just so many parang bawal na once you reach a certain age. I mean, in our culture, it's always that age dictates so much, right? Whether it's
age,
diba? Or ngayon naman, ang tanda-tanda mo na, ganyan ka pa rin. And I always exactly. When can I just have sex, please? When can I just enjoy sex or explore my sexuality? It was never when I was young.
Never, never. It's never. That is the narrative. We're not supposed to enjoy sex. Women are not supposed to enjoy sex. We're just supposed to be vessels.
Okay, I'm very upset at 2022 that is still our narrative.
Yes, it is still. I think slowly we're getting there, but I don't know. Let's hope that more women will have more agency over their bodies and see themselves as sexual beings, as opposed to just, you know, being vessels.
I want to talk about also, you know, the midlife stage, because the mm-hmm. I couldn't help but notice that the women that you were talking to were like the grandmothers. So maybe they're in their 60s, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a completely different generation. I think mm-hmm. the generation of like when you're in your 40s, that's when we're like in the middle of mm-hmm. benefiting from the liberations that our mothers and grandmothers fought for. We benefited for that. And also the internet started to come in.
Yes.
Right. So I think, I don't know, is that why also I see all of these movies about women re-exploring their sex life?
Yeah.
This whole the cougar trope, for example, and even among my friends, how they're like, you know, parang may bagong puberty stage pagdating ng midlife.
Diba nga sabi? I mean, feeling ko it's I don't know about the internet, but I think that this has been going on for a long, long, long time. That by midlife, by you have all these narratives that life starts at 40. Yeah. This is the time that you can explore. It's just amplified now because of technology and because a lot of people can now talk to each other quicker. Mm-hmm. Right? The message can spread quicker than before. But I think it has been going on generation after generation, because if you like read books even before, but they have that like at 40 or at 50 they get affairs, and you know, the film. So I feel that it's just amplified now, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing because more women are influenced by it. More women can now say that, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. This is quite normal. It's been going on for a long time. It's not just me who's feeling it, that I want to go out there, I want to explore myself, I want to show my body. It's not just me.
That was part one of our interview with sex therapist Dr. Rica Cruz. I hope you laughed and had as much fun as Rica and I did talking about sex and pleasure and the different sexual stages a woman may find herself throughout her lifetime. I hope you'll continue to think of Middle Me as your safe space where you can ask questions, explore, and enjoy your sexuality, whatever stage you find yourself in. I'm Anna P. Santos. Thanks for listening to Middle Me, Stories of Filipino Female Sex and Pleasure After 40. You can find Middle Me wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Hit that subscribe button and drop a comment or two. Actually, dropping a 5-star review would be a lot better. Till our next episode.